The humble milkweed has been used to remove warts, cure dysentery, and suppress coughs. Native Americans also taught early settlers how to cook it so it could be safely eaten. And many people know that milkweed and monarch butterflies are closely tied together. But a company in Granby, Quebec, has been developing some very practical uses for the fiber of this long-ignored plant. Joining us to explain what they've been working on is François Simard, president of Protex Style. François, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Jane.
So one of the applications of the milkweed fibers that your company has developed is to absorb oil spills. How does that work?
Well, it just happened that this fiber that milkweed produces is a hollow fiber and has a lot of affinity with hydrocarbons because it has a wax coating. Therefore, it enables it to attract oil very effectively and also to absorb it and to be used as an oil absorbent very efficiently.
How much more efficient is it than what is currently used to absorb oil?
We currently use polypropylene, which is a petroleum derivative fiber. And this fiber that we can extract from milkweed can do five times the job as the polypropylene because it can absorb up to 50 liters per kilogram of fiber.
Wow. So is it already being used to absorb oil spills anywhere?
Well, it will be starting of the new year because we just had a contract with Parks Canada. So they will be using it all across Canada in the national parks.
How many oil spills are there in the national parks?
Well, there's not supposed to be any, but we'd rather be prepared. It's just like having insurance for your home. You'd rather not use it, but you have to have it.
So what does it actually look like if somebody like Parks Canada, the governmental department that runs the national parks in Canada, has a contract with you? Do they then buy up bales of milkweed? I mean, what does it actually look like?
No, we provide a better service than that. We provide the spill kit and as a finished product, the different variety of absorbent in different shapes, ready to use. The same as you would buy with synthetic fiber, but we just replace the synthetic fiber with the natural fiber.
So can you describe what that spill kit actually looks like? I'm trying to get a picture in my head. If I was trying to, could I hold it in my hands? I mean, just describe it for me.
Well, yeah,
bigger than a bread box?
It's a conventional plastic container, with depending on the size and the quantity you want to remove. There's 40 liters or, let's say, 10 gallons or 50 gallons spill kits, and that's about the size of a small container. It's the regular stuff that you'd have when you buy those products on the market. It's just that it's much more efficient, much more ecological, and it happens to, as you pointed out in the introduction, help the monarch butterfly.
Do you actually have to do anything to the milkweed fibers when you're getting them ready, or are they just effective as natural fibers?
They are effective as natural fiber as they come from the field. The trick is to remove the seed and removing the pods and everything, isolate the fiber. That's the complicated part. But that doesn't stop there. If you want to do another application with the fiber, then you have to process it further. For example, when we use thermal insulation for outdoor apparel, then it's not just only the fiber as is like that. It has to be processed into a roll form to be used into the garment constructions.
So are you looking at these other uses for milkweed? I mean, the textile industry has used them, and I have read about milkweed being used in pillows, for example, for people who are allergic to down. So are you looking at other uses?
Yes, but we'd like to focus our attention to the outdoor apparel, as I was saying, for winter jackets, because we have a technology not only to use milkweed as a filler like they would do with goose down, for example, but we provide a roll. So it's very easy to work with. It's convenient and much more superior, again, than the alternative, which is synthetic. In fact, it could be equivalent as goose down as far as thermal protection. But the better part is it doesn't get wet. So that's what makes it very attractive for whoever wants to do activities outdoor in the wintertime.
And what about as acoustic padding?
Oh, you know about that too, eh? Yes, we discovered that, again, the same fiber, the milkweed fiber, has astonishing attenuation properties for acoustic, for sound. So eventually it would be used as a sound panel, sound attenuation panel, mainly for transportation, for the inside of cars or trucks or trains and things like that. That will come at a second phase because we're not yet ready to offer this product to the market, but that will come as a next phase.
Where do you actually get your milkweed, Francois? Are you growing it yourself? Can you buy commercial seeds to grow milkweed?
Well, at the level we're growing milkweeds, we can't buy commercial seeds. We have to make them ourselves. We produce the seed from hand collection, but then we grow it with the cooperative. We formed a cooperative of farmers to grow milkweed in Quebec, and we provide the seeds, and they will be able to make a large supply of milkweed fiber. Of course, the demand of the market is going to increase drastically in the next few years, and I suspect that we'll have to expand our surfaces beyond the border, the Quebec border, and what better place than the south of Quebec to expand our activities.
My understanding is that you also have an affinity for the monarch butterfly, and that monarchs need milkweed. They lay their eggs on the milkweed. And monarchs have had some pretty dismal breeding seasons lately. So how are you hoping to help the population?
One of the main reasons for monarchs to have such a hard time nowadays is because they have more difficulty to find breeding grounds where milkweed grows naturally. So by creating hundreds and even thousands of acres of milkweed culture, we're going to give a break to monarchs when they come up north, so they can find lots of place to reproduce, and they'll be in high numbers to go back south to Mexico, therefore have better chance to come back year after in a couple more generations. And we've already noticed the difference here when we have the first milkweed fields that we have. We see lots of monarchs around them. It has never been seen that many monarchs in this area before.
So you see this as a way to have a company that makes some money but also does some ecological good for the monarchs as well?
Yeah, maybe it's not maybe the first purpose of our company, but it's just a side effect of our activity. It might as well let people know that getting milkweed in their product will help make room for monarchs to grow.
Francois Simard is the president of Protech Style. His company is working on finding some practical uses for milkweed, including a contract they now have with Parks Canada to help with oil spills and providing oil spill kits that include milkweed. Francois, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It was a pleasure, Jane.